This is the Cullinane and Green Report. Today we interview Joanne Black.
Welcome to the Cullinane and Green Report. I'm Joe Cullinane.
And I'm Roger Green. Joe, it's easy for you and I to get excited about technology, but as all of us know only too well, technology is not always as good a solution as more traditional approaches. Our guest today, Joanne Black, reminds us of this point and stresses how important personal relationships and referrals are to business success. It's smart to keep in mind that technology works best as an enabler to personal relationships. With over 30 years of sales training and consulting experience, Joanne's philosophy is that no one should ever have to make a cold call. Some may see this as heretical thinking, but for Joanne Black and her clients, there is an alternative, and it's called referral selling. Joanne has provided sales strategy consulting since 1996, when she developed the No More Cold Calling concept that building relationships and getting referrals generates sales faster and more cost-effectively than cold calling. Joanne began her career in the sales and management training program at Joseph Magnin, a leading fashion house in the San Francisco Bay Area. She learned the nuances of selling, customer expectations, handling problems, and working with a diverse workforce. While in her early 20s, Joanne moved on to sales leadership positions with Omega Performance and the Forum Corporation, where she served clients such as Advanced Micro Devices, Hewlett-Packard, Pacific Gas and Electric, Shell Oil, and Visa. Joanne Black is a leader with integrity, determination, and the clarity to see how conventional sales wisdom isn't always so effective. Joanne guides client companies away from inefficient and ineffective business practices and gives them clear directions towards business growth and success.
Joanne, welcome to the Cullinane and Green Report.
Thank you.
We're very pleased to have you, and you have a new book. So can you tell us a little about your new book? Why'd you write it, and who's the audience?
Oh, that's a great question. I love my new book, No More Cold Calling, the breakthrough system that will leave your competition in the dust. Isn't that a great title?
It's fabulous.
By Warner Business Books. And I wrote it because my goal is to transform the way every salesperson, every sales team, and every sales organization works. People have been after me for years. They say, Joanne, do you have a book? Do you have a book? Because we work so much with sales teams and we have a methodology and we needed to talk about it so that this would be a tool to help salespeople work differently.
Joanne, the focus of the Cullinane and Green Report is the combination of technology and business development, and particularly how the practitioners who are out there actually making a living in business development are using these new technologies or reacting to them. And I was wondering, in your premise about eliminating cold calling, which, by the way, I love that idea, I was wondering if there are any technologies that you recommend in that context.
I think technologies that are available today, and there are a lot, from electronic emails to podcasts to websites to search sites, they really support the business development process. What I found is there's a lot of people who depend on technology to get leads. That just doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, they may get them, but my experience is that the majority of the time they're not qualified. So we waste our time on leads that really don't work for us. For me, what selling is about is a person-to-person contact. And we as salespeople really love that. That's why we're salespeople. We love spending time with our clients, you know, really having good, robust conversations. We don't enjoy administrative things, sitting on the phone, sitting in front of our computers. I have no problem with technology. I think it's terrific. However, I think it's terrific to support the business development process. They're wonderful tools to set up meetings, to disseminate information, to link people together. But the problem I have is salespeople sending out blast emails and then waiting for the phone to ring. And it doesn't.
I think those are great points, and I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, I agree with you as well. I think we've become reliant on technology. People are managing via email and Excel spreadsheet and voicemail, and they're not really connecting with A, the people that work for them, and then B, the customers. So I think your point is very valid. These tools are enablers. They make you more efficient, more effective, but they're not a replacement for good, solid selling and business development skills.
Absolutely.
Let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about cold calling. Cold calling used to be the staple for lead generation, but apparently your book indicates that that's not a good way to do it anymore. So why isn't cold calling effective anymore?
I don't think it's ever been effective, but you know, I have very definite points of view about that. But let me take that last part of your question of why you feel it's not as effective anymore. There's a couple reasons. One is the National Do Not Call Registry. There's a reason there's over 30 million phone numbers currently that are registered. People don't like cold calls, and even though it only applies to business to consumer, people have their antenna up about cold callers. Second, in a world where business is relying on fewer resources, everybody's doing a lot, they are not going to spend their time talking to someone who's cold called them. They're going to always, always spend their time talking to someone who's been referred. And I get this continually. I had a meeting last week, and I said to this woman I was speaking with, she's a vice president, I said, would we have met if I had not been referred? And she said there wouldn't have been a chance.
Ah.
That's exactly what happens. Now, so cold calling, that's to answer the last part of your question of why now it seems like it isn't working as well as it used to. By the way, I define cold calling as calling someone who does not know you and is not expecting your call. So calling someone who does not know you and is not expecting your call. So a cold call, and I'm putting that in quotes, can be on the phone, it can be an email, it can be a fax, it can be on foot. If we are in a sales profession where we're knocking on doors, what has happened today in our world of increased security in office buildings, you can't get in anymore.
That's right.
Unless you have an
True.
Appointment. You know, you remember the days, and I'm sure you remember this, when
yes,
salespeople
I do.
Used to go to the top floor, work all the, and just work their way down.
That's right.
It doesn't happen right. anymore. Those are some of the challenges today. Going back to why I don't think it's ever been effective is when you look at the numbers, typically people have said to me, they do 100 dials. If they're lucky, they'll talk to 20 people, get 8 to 10 appointments, and possibly close one sale. On 100 calls, you do the math, that's a 1% return on your time. And the quality of the sale is very different than a referral sale. A cold called sale is just that. You might have a chance, to get, you know, once in a while we get lucky and we get a great client, but most of the time we don't. So in my point of view, how do we want to spend our time? Do we want to spend it hanging on the phone and dialing for dollars, or do we want to spend it talking to the people we want to meet and who want to meet us? Well, for me, it's a no-brainer. Obviously, it's the latter.
Well, Joanne, that's a great segue to my next question, which is, what's replaced cold calling?
We could talk about replaced, or we could talk about referrals. Referrals have always happened, and let me define referrals. I define cold calling for you. So a referral is putting two people together with an opportunity to do business. Putting two people together, it's a business opportunity. The world has always worked through referrals, always in many cultures, that you better know the person, know their family, socialize with them before you ever do business. This is not new. What's new is it has not been a systematic process. What has happened is salespeople to the person will tell you they love to get a referral. Why? Well, we're pre-sold. Isn't that great to go into a client and be pre-sold? I mean, you have credibility, you have trust. It's a totally different kind of conversation, and you start the conversation differently. It's not someone putting a watch on the table and say, you have 15 minutes, what are you going to sell me? You know, it's how
exactly.
do you know Joe? How do you know Roger? You already have that trust and credibility. The other couple things that happen is the competition either totally goes away or it diminishes. And most importantly, a referred prospect becomes a client a minimum 50% of the time, minimum, and most likely 80 to 90%. Now, I would say
wow.
there is no other business generation process that will get those kinds of results.
Those are amazing statistics, and I totally agree with you about referrals. It's a much different type of conversation and phone call when you've been referred. It's really almost like talking to a friend as opposed to trying to convince someone they should listen to you. So
Absolutely.
Do you have some tips for us? What are some tips for us to be able to go out and get some referrals?
It requires planning. And it's actually what I've determined. You know, people have said that for all those reasons they love referrals, but most people aren't running their business as a referral-based business. They love to get referrals, but it's kind of when they remember or it's happenstance, and my goal is to turn that around. I want to talk to you in just a minute and tell our listeners about the four reasons why referrals aren't the way we work, why they're absolutely common sense but not common practice. And then we can give people a couple tips on what to do in each area. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Okay. So the first reason that referrals have not worked consistently is that they haven't been part of our sales process. As I said, it's not something we do every day. We might do it when we think about it. When we're doing business, we think, oh, we're too busy to ask. Anybody listening, when you're busy and you're working with clients, that's the most opportune time to ask for a referral because they know you and know the work you've done. It needs to be part of our sales process. One tip is to set goals around how many people you're going to ask every single week. Second, there have not been metrics around referrals. The easy way to measure cold calling, as I've talked about, but there haven't been ways to measure referrals. A couple ways you can measure referrals are set goals around the number of people you're going to talk to each week. Set goals around the number of networking events you're going to go to. Set goals around how many referral meetings you have. And set goals around the increased sales, revenue, profits, however you measure it, that you expect to get from your referral business, because referral business is typically a higher dollar amount. The third thing is it's a skill. People really don't know how to ask. Ask in a way that will get them the results they want. It's not pushy, it's not intrusive, but it's very courteous, yet gets them the introduction to the person they want. The skill piece we teach. We teach in-house with clients. I have a self-study workbook with six CDs. And then once in a while, we will have public workshops, mainly in the San Francisco Bay Area. So there are different ways that people can get the skills and learn a step-by-step process for how to ask. Lastly, and the reason that people aren't asking, and the biggest problem people have, is they feel personally uncomfortable asking. It feels like, oh, I'm jeopardizing a relationship, or it's just pushy. The biggest thing is we're afraid that people might say no, because referral selling is the most personal kind of selling we can do. I mean, we're really putting ourselves on the line, aren't we? We're sticking our neck out because we're asking someone to do something for us.
That's right.
And yeah, right. And we're afraid they may say no. And if they say no, well, that is a blemish on our relationship. That means they don't like us. They don't trust us. They won't refer us. We would rather not ask than put ourselves in that position. What we teach, and when we work with clients, the key thing is to learn how to ask and to practice, practice, practice. And then you begin to see the results. People tell me all the time, Joanne, this was so easy. Well, when you know how to do it, like anything else, it is.
Joanne, I know that in business today, people like to speak in terms of opportunities rather than problems. But we all know that people do face problems in real life. And I was wondering what some of the main problems are that your clients face.
I work exclusively with sales organizations. And I divide the sales process into two parts. And these are the conversations I have with clients. I'll say part one is getting in front of the right people. And part two is everything that happens after that. And that may sound a little glib, but when you think about it, if you're not in front of the right people, nothing else matters.
That's right.
And so I ask them, if you want to improve your sales, is it part one or part two? And 90% of the time, it's part one for several reasons. Most salespeople are pretty good when we get in front of our clients of having a conversation. We know our product. We can provide solutions. And by the way, those things are very easy to train. But part one is tougher, getting in front of the right people, as I said, the qualified people. And the way I can tell if there's a problem is that I ask them, how many calls do your salespeople make versus how many sales they close? Because many organizations will measure the sales call activity. You may have a goal of calling on 20 people a week. if I have a goal like that, I'm going to knock on any door and call anybody, and I've made my goal.
That's right.
That's not what it's about, though. It's about calling on the right people. So I would much rather talk to 3 people a week who want to talk to me and have an 80 or 90% chance of closing that business than, you know, inadvertently just calling people because I want to meet my goal or my quota. It's shifting the way people work. I asked someone last week, I said, if you were to look at your portfolio, what percent of that would you say are your ideal clients? And he thought a minute and he said, oh, 25%.
Well,
I was kind of shocked.
Yeah, that's pretty low.
Response, right? I thought it would be much higher. And so I said, what would your business look like if you could double that amount? And he just got this big grin on his face, but the sales manager said, if we could double that amount, we'd increase our profits by an additional 5% because everybody knows who their ideal client is. And those are the people we want to be calling on and not wasting our time with people who aren't qualified. So to me, the biggest challenge is in lead generation and getting in front of the qualified prospects.
It seems so obvious, and yet I'm sure most people don't think about it that way.
They don't. You're right.
So this a hot area right now is word-of-mouth marketing. We're hearing about it all the time. There's the Word-of-Mouth Marketing Association. And this is really what you're talking about, isn't it? Word-of-mouth that through people you know gets you introductions to people they know. Is that pretty much what we're talking about?
That's what we're talking about, what you just said. But word of mouth to me means that you are counting on other people referring you. It sounds passive to me. I have definite points of view around sales and about referrals. And it could be semantics. I don't believe in word of mouth. I don't count on that. That means I'm counting on other people to refer me or to talk to others about me. I only count on what I can do and what I can bring about.
So you're saying this is a much more proactive approach, that you are actually targeting these people and you have a program to get in front of the right people as opposed to hoping that through word of mouth someone will hear about you and call you up.
Absolutely. It's a proactive process. And what happens is that when we run a referral selling organization, whether we're self-employed or we're working for a company, whether we're sales managers or CEOs, when we determine that that's the way we are going to run our business, that sales activities fall under that rather than the other way around. A lot of the things we were doing in the past drop away, and only those activities that are going to get us the results we want are the ones that come to the fore. Now, I don't hope that anybody is going to refer me. That's not getting me anyplace, is it? I mean, hope is that
no.
Doesn't count.
Right.
I mean, that's a nice name for a lady, but, you know, other than that, it doesn't do much.
Isn't there a book, Hope is Not a Strategy?
That's right.
Yes. Yes, there is.
Joanne, there are these social networking sites now, like LinkedIn, and I'm sure you've seen other ones out there. And on the surface, it would sound like these are made to order for your strategy and your approach. But I have a suspicion that this isn't the kind of approach that you would choose first. And by the way, I'm not sure I would either. But have you thought about these social networking sites where a friend of a friend kind of links you in with his network? Do you think that these are capable of being effective?
People have told me that when they work them, they are. Again, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And you know, just being listed with someone, and I get these requests all the time, would you join me on LinkedIn or some of the other sites?
Right.
If I know the person, I do. I expect nothing from it, and of course, I've gotten nothing from it. But because that's all I do is
right.
I put my name in the hat, right? People have told me a couple stories where they were looking for a specific individual in a company that was their target, and they were able through this network to identify someone who knew that person and make that connection. So for people who would like to do that and work this system, you know, it probably does work from time to time. It's just not my preferred style. I'm not saying it's wrong. I think, sure, everything has its purpose and its benefits, but it depends where we want to spend our time.
Right. I have a feeling that anyone who worked that process a lot, it would start to look like what you do anyway, because it's not just sitting there waiting for the emails to come in.
You're right.
Joanne, I can't wait to read your book. It sounds great.
Yeah, me too.
Is it available now? How do we get it? And how would we get in touch with you or some of our listeners if they wanted to bring you in or talk to you about no more cold calling?
Your first question, the book is available. It's available in any bookstore that you'd go into. And if they don't have it, I want you to ask for it and make sure they get plenty in.
Absolutely.
It can be purchased online at barnesandnoble.com, at amazon.com. So it is out there and available. Getting in touch with me, check my website, www.nomorecoldcalling.com. And my phone is 415-461-8763. The email is Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, at nomorecoldcalling.com. And I invite you to email me, call me, go to my website. We have distributors around the United States and soon to be in Canada. If there's someone you see from your local geography, feel free to pick up the phone and talk to them because they're all certified in the No More Cold Calling methodology.
Excellent.
Great.
And the book, I want to tell you one more thing about the book. It's a fun read. You can read the book two ways. You can read it through, and it's just like I'm talking to you. We're having a nice conversation as we are now, and you'll learn a lot. You can also read the book by doing the exercises and worksheets in the book. You can actually take it and implement the referral selling methodology. If you have a challenge doing that or you want some help, that's the work we do. We come in-house and work with sales teams to become a referral selling organization.
Before we let you go, Joanne, can you give us just one secret for getting that perfect referral?
It's really not a secret. Sales is not a secret. The biggest thing is to get the introduction. Because if you don't have the introduction, what is it?
Cold call.
All right.
You're calling someone who doesn't know you and doesn't expect your call. So get that introduction.
Great. Well, Joanne, it's been a pleasure, and we really appreciate you joining us in the Cullinane and Green Report.
Yes,
good luck with the book.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Joanne. A pleasure meeting you.
You too.
Thanks for listening to the Cullinane and Green Report. We hope you'll join us again next time. In the meantime, remember, we're on the bleeding edge, so you don't have to be.